back to another exciting episode of Pointless Chat, episode 3, season 9.
Dementia's kicking in.
Yeah, my dementia's coming. You claim you're a director, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not saying you haven't directed things. I've seen things with your name on it. But I've never seen this up-and-coming thing with your name on it. It's something called a play?
Oh, yeah. So I directed two one-acts for this one-act festival, play festival. And it was kind of a can of worms. There's a lot of pros and cons to it. The biggest con was, or cons, I should say, is the producer of it wasn't really organized. It was kind of confusion. There was the prop list that we're supposed to have. The props weren't there. Luckily, I'm a control freak. I usually kind of prepare. Oh, yeah. I prepare for everything.
No,
yeah, I was like, just in case, because I don't rely on anyone else or trust anyone either. So I was like, it's like that. There was no technical production support. Like, they were saying, oh, you're going to have lights and sound. Show up to the theater, like, they just turn the lights on, stage lights, and, like, that's all. I was like,
oh, that's helpful.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, wow. And this producer, I was sitting there, and it's just like, that was one thing. I was just like, okay, so how do you know the beginning and end of a thing, of, like, each play? Oh, we're going to have someone go on stage and announce it. I was like, okay.
Hold on, I want to stop right there.
Yeah.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, that was one of the things where, like, when a play ends, someone comes out, it's like, oh, it's over, our next play, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then they walk off, and get this, it was the funniest thing, but because I'm also a comedian and have experience, because people were walking in and out during each play. So they're like, these seats were like really, like, made a lot of ruckus. So it's like people, kids coming in, snacking on things. You could hear all. I was just like, it was poorly organized. Like, it was, yeah, it was that when it came to that part, like, any production value was out the window. It was like only 45, 50 people there. And that was pretty much everyone who were like friends and family, which is fine. I'm just like, okay. It felt like a student ran project. It was very community theater, which I have nothing against it. No problem. Like, I'm like, whatever. What was it? Like, all the other plays, all the actors were still on book. They were carrying the scripts with them on stage. I was just like, wow. And my one play was the opener. So My actors rock. The college one turned out to be a lot better with all the college kids. It was interesting. It was just like the little tricks of the trade and hacks and stuff. Like, there was one person on script, but I made her like use like thing like make like a sketchbook or something. So, but I even the week before the show, I just saw, like, read your lines this 100 times. By the time she was on stage for that show, she didn't even have to live and look at the script. She already knew her lines. And I'm like, so I'm like, I know a little things already. And then if someone, like, and she memorized the whole script. So there's one chick who was kind of off, not off book per se, would feed her a line to make her remember the line. So everything was just like, it all was, the synergy was really, really good. I was just like, and everyone's like, everyone loved that play. Like, everyone actually liked it.
Hold on. You didn't write this play, or you wrote the play too?
I didn't write the play. I just directed it. Oh, okay. I was just like, I was just going to be the director on these both things. And that one went really well. My other one with the other thing went really well. But they were missing props, of course, go figure. So I kind of had to, like, rearrange things and stuff, because I'm one of those people where I like organized or controlled chaos. So if something happens, I have no problem. I'm always thinking on my feet, because I was, like, reversing engineer. That's where I feel most, like, my creative juices flowing, because I even did it with the first play where there were certain things that wasn't working. And I was just like, hey, because someone was wearing the same costume, not the same costume, but the same color scheme. I was just like, ooh, okay. I have this idea. And the writer who's also in it, she was just like, you know, it's kind of funny because the first script, these two characters were siblings, because I made a reference to them being siblings. And I was like, oh, she thought that was kind of funny. She's like, oh, so we referenced that and all these different things. And it was like, it turned out really, really well. And I was just like, okay, everyone loved that one. And then the one by this professional playwright who showed up, This chick was not off book at all. Like I could tell, it was just like community theater. So, but she knew her lines well enough where she needed like that comfort blanket kind of thing. Where it's just like, I was like, well, you're playing Android. Make it like one of those menu things because we're in a fancy restaurant. You're supposed to be a robot. So, and she's like, so it worked. So everything I did worked.
Okay, I want to
And
back this up. I'm a little, hold on. You're rushing. How many plays did we direct?
I directed two.
Two. So now we're talking about the Android's the second one.
Yeah, the Android's the second one. Yes, it takes place in a restaurant
Okay,
that's
so I'm a little
ran by.
confused. You're like, you're just rambling, which is fine, but
Oh,
I'm trying to figure out, okay, two plays. Do they have
yes, two
titles?
plays. Oh, yes, the first one, which was the kids locked in an escape room kind of thing,
Thank you. This is what
was
people
called.
need to know.
Yeah, it was called. What's going on? And then the second play I did was called Gratuities Are Not Included, which is the restaurant one.
Is any of this videotaped or anything so people could see
Sadly,
it?
no. I'm kind of glad it wasn't, but it's just like, but it was just like the acting was great. I'm like, both shows, like, out of the 10 plays, was it 10? Out of 8 plays that were put up, my two were the favorites out of the whole thing. Everyone's like,
Okay,
because,
how many plays are there total?
eight.
So you had to sit there for a long time, these people.
No, because the play was all each play was 10 minutes or less.
So that's 1 hour 20.
Yes. But
Okay, got it.
hour
Okay,
20.
sorry. Go back to your
Oh,
spiel. Android reading. Now
okay.
you got to give people some idea of what you're talking about because
Context.
I'm lost and I don't even know what's going on. And I've heard you talk about this for months.
Right. Not even months. It was literally 3 weeks. Like, literally, at.
Felt like months the many times you went on about
Right.
it.
It's like, you've been talking about months. I got out of it when I was dying in the hospital. But yeah, the first one was called What's Going On. It was about like five students locked to wake up and they don't know why they're in this dark room. Very Breakfast Club meets Saw, but it's a comedy. But there's no bloody guts, but it's a comedy.
Okay, let's go back to number two. We understood one. Now
Okay.
we're on the
Okay.
Android, just where I
Now
cut
the
you off.
Android one is called Gratuities Not Included. And it's about this couple that goes to this really expensive restaurant and the whole staff is by androids. Basically, it's this guy's take on AI and technologies taking people's jobs, blah, 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 blah. It was a really preachy thing, but it's great. It was a really good script. Yeah, so it's this couple comes in and they have this android. Well, it's supposed to be android. And you're supposed to have like this thing where this android goes, tries to like relate to be human and stuff. But I kind of went to 180, totally different direction, where I was just like, you're going to be like a cell phone almost in a way where it's like you're an outdated cell phone, you can't get the new updates. So it was just like, because even the playwright, he saw it and was like, I'll tell you when he came afterwards. But basically the character t basically it goes like, oh, da -da 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 -da. And there's like an ongoing metaphor where we're like apes and everything's banana related desserts and stuff like that. So that play went really, really well.
Hold on. You directed a play about banana desserts?
No. It felt like the restaurant only serves banana related,
Oh,
like
God,
banana
I'm
themes.
never, ever going into this restaurant.
It's
That
just
is
that big. But
disgusting.
basically, it's just calling like apes and now like technology, like apes and how everyone evolves and all that stuff. It's a very in-depth play because I remember talking to the playwright and he gave me like a 9-page email on an 8-page script of what he was trying to accomplish. And I'm like, how did you fit this in a one act play? Only like, it's only a scene. 'Cause one acts are usually only a scene. But I was just like, challenge accepted, because it always kind of reminded me of Check Please, where it's just like two characters there, but not raunchy. It's two characters there having like a discussion. And then the android comes in, like that's the not part of Check Please, but comes in and tries to like stir shit up. And that's what the story is. The android, they talk about how basically it's not gratuities, not clues, where the wife is like, oh, you're not going to tip the robot. It's not even a person because they're really anti-robot, anti-AI. The husband's pro-AI kind of thing, kind of that mentality. So, because like you see always on social media, like, oh, I'm pro-AI, anti-AI, blah, blah, blah. So I kind of have this kind of like thing. And I was more interested in the the husband and wife relationship and their conversation. I focused on that more, and then had the android more of a robot, more making throwing shade at the woman because the woman's, anti-robot, blah 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 blah. And that was one of the things where the writer came afterwards. It's like, hey, because there was a sequence where we're supposed to have a banana. They didn't even have the prop for it. We made propolis. And she's like, this is the producer when I went to the producer, like, hey, where's the banana? She's like, oh, I was supposed to get the banana. And I was like, why did I send you a propolis then? And I was just like, wow, okay. There was even light cues and stuff. There was no light. So I'm like, why did I make light cues and sound cues if you don't have any of this stuff? This
I
is
have so
what.
many questions. We're going to stop for a second again.
Okay,
Pause.
yeah.
How did you get onto this project?
I really don't remember 100% because there was an ad. Well, not
It
ad,
was
but
3 weeks ago.
no. So this is what happened. So this is the backstory. Back in January, a theater company I used to work with back in the day, like years, like in my teens, they mentioned this theater company doing a series of one acts. They were looking for writers. And I pitched myself as one of the writers, and I was supposed to write plays that were due in February. February, I've been dealing with health issues since end of December. So I was like trying to get it, nothing was flowing. My writing sucks. Nothing's like coming together. I was just like, hey, health issues, this is not going to a thing. And they're like, I'm sorry, I just can't do the writing. And she's like, okay. So if you're interested in directing, we'll send you some stuff. And I guess like 3 weeks before the thing, they're like, hey, are you still interested in directing? Because no one was wanting to direct. There was only a couple of people, and they're like, we got two plays, da da da. No one wanted to direct these inner comedies. And I'm like, okay, there were some other comedies that were poorly directed, of course, but I'm just like, whatever. Not trying to throw shade at anyone. These are just like I said, community theater, very like felt very student produced
But
content.
hold on, you also are laying out people away. It's 1 hour and 20 from your house.
No, it was 30, about 30 minutes away.
And you had to pay a Lyft to take you there.
Yeah, both ways. It costs about $90 total.
Okay, so you're out $90 right now, and you don't
Yeah,
get paid for this stuff. I
I
want to
don't get
bring this
paid for it.
up.
You see, I
Why
actually,
do
because
it?
I just thought it was just because I haven't exercised that muscle. Like the last time I did a theater show was like when I was 20. So I was just
Okay.
like, I was just like, I'm 41. I'm like, I haven't done any theater per se, like actual point A, B, C kind of like thing, where like there's arcs and stuff. Like I've done sketch comedy. I've done stuff like that. I guess it's similar, but sketch comedy on stage is like only 4 minutes since a premise. It's like a premise, setup, punchline, tag. That's how I always structure things. And of course you have like point like beginning, a middle, and end, but I always look at like whatever. That comes naturally because I write so much shit and done this for so long. But and that's what I even did with the plays where I was just like, okay, I have to like talk actor speak. I was like, okay, what's your objective? What's the obstacle, the conflict, and what action you're gonna play to accomplish your objective? Like action is a physical, like an actual physical, like it's like, what's your objective? Oh, I want da, 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 da. Okay, what's the physical, which is the obstacle, and what's the internal, the conflict? So actors feel like they're like, oh, and they start thinking about it and come up with ideas and like, oh, I want to do this. And I'm like, okay, what's the action to overcome that? Like an actual physical thing, not emotion. I hate that bullshit where it's just like, I've done enough filmmaking. I'm like, okay, what's the action? Play the action. So they play the action to accomplish. They're trying to do something physically to make the other character to do something to get what they want, and the actor's doing this. So it's like, so there's conflict. There's like, it looks really good. Where so like actors are like, oh, he knows how to direct. And I'm kind of like, no shit. I'm a professional director. So I was like, all right. And then I go like for certain bits where, let's go to the college one where they're locked in the thing. There's this character where he's just like. They're like, oh, I don't smell gas. There's a sequence where he's like, I don't smell gas because they're talking about like why they're trapped there. They talk about they're dead, blah blah. And he goes, the line just goes, oh, I don't smell gas. And I was like, okay, when you do that, smell your armpits. It's like I don't smell gas. It's like there's like bits. There's like a punchline there. So I was like, okay, use that. Do something that's physical. And that's what I did, where it's like, that's where the comedian side of me was like, okay, what's the premise? That's for me to know, not them to know. But I'm like, okay, what's the tag? A tag. And that's what I did. And that's why everyone was like, oh, we really like this play. And it was just like one of the playwrights too was like the one that was like, he was really like the gratuities not included, the android one. He came up to me afterwards and goes, it's like, dude, he's like, what did you like? Why? It's like you went a different route. And I was like, well, because I memorized the script because I just do as a director, but also I was like, having fear. I was like, okay, am I gonna have to go on stage and freaking perform too? Because I don't know. I was just like, I'm gonna put a fucking sock puppet on, fucking perform. Because I will do that. I have no shame. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, we're gonna do this fucking right. But so I was just like, and he's just like, well, it's like, wasn't supposed to like supposed to be Android Future. I was like, well, you wrote in the scripts what your the main character talks about. Yeah, I can't believe in 10 years everything's gonna be streamlined. And he's like, oh, it's like, why not make the character robotic, like outdated? And he's just like, that's freaking genius. I never really thought about that. And I was like, that's really good. It's like, I'm because it added a total different tone to it. And he's just like, I've never. It's like no one's played it like that. Everyone's played it like boom, 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 point A to point B to point C. And I'm like, well, yeah, because when I see a script, I get what the playwright says, but I'm like, okay, how are we going to reverse engineer it? How are we going to think outside of the box? And he was surprised that I knew the dialogue enough. And I'm like, because I look at it, I'm sitting like, what? I script analyze everything. People don't do that. I even do that with my comedy. So people sit there and I like, I'm very meticulous. I want to be prepared. I want to know everything, then I could just fuck off and kind of do shit to like dick around with people. But yeah, he was like really shocked. He's like, oh yeah. And he's just like, oh, you should do this thing called Bay Area Theater, which is like an organization you subscribe to. And he's like, I think you should do more professional theater. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But it's for the Bay Area and it's always promoting like actual paid directing gigs and stuff. But the problem is, I don't have a car to get to the Bay Area. So I'm just like, I'm kind of stuck. So I was sitting there and I was telling my friend too, my friend Andrew, when he got back from Thailand, where I was just like, dude, it's not me being stagnant. It's just I'm stuck. I can't do anything. Cause I even had people the other day try to have me act in some films in Sacramento. I'm like, cool, you know, not m much pay. Like, there's $75 or $100. That's cool. But there's no way to get there. Like, Sacramento, from where I'm at, it's like, over 35 minutes to get to the Bay Area, it's over 35 minutes plus you pay toll. So toll over here is like $9. So not even that. So you're paying $9 plus whatever. So and gas over here is like $7. So that's the thing too, where you're just like, it's not worth the thing. It's not worth it, like all that stuff. And Lyft charges hella money too. So what could be like a little cheapy ride worth? Because the gas got so expensive, it's expensive now. Like I had a 2 mile doctor appointment and it cost me $15. And that's one way. So I'm sitting there, and that's why I'm lost, like, fuck, 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 fuck. Yeah. But yeah, so other than that, the plays were really good and people were really good. The actors, my actors at least, because I actually directed them. Yeah, it was by Zoom. So when we got there, we had like 2 hours of rehearsing, which was nice because I got there too. The show wasn't until 6. So I was like, rehearse, 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 rehearse for 2 hours. Like, okay, let's go to lunch for 30 minutes. Rehearse, 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 rehearse. And everything flew. And I was already, before I did it, I already had a general idea of blocking. So it was only. All right. So I already had like general blocking. So all I had to do was just kind of like do a little detail, like, fine-tuning here and there kind of thing. So everyone was off book, so it went smoothly. So I was like, it was good. I enjoyed it. I was sitting there, I kind of like was like patting myself on my back. I was like, okay, cool. I'm like, I have that talent still.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Do you want to discuss your friend's trip to Thailand?
Oh yeah, my friend came back from 3 weeks of Thailand and he brought this candies for me. Like he brought some goodie stuff, but Durian milk candy. It's a fruit that's from the islands out there. Oh, it's so good. It's just like they can't send fruits like this in like the actual fruits because it's illegal. They can't bring them to the US because of pesticides and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was just like, so you can't get all the good fruit. So like that, and then he got me a this freaking wristband says I Heart Lady Boys.
I would have bought you that too.
I know, right? And I have no shame. If it's a hot lady boy, I probably hook up with a hot lady boy.
We know that. It's been a while.
And then because he knows I have like a so, and this is a little too much information. Foot fetish. He goes, no feet allowed.
I think I like this guy. We know you have a foot fetish.
Right? So
Okay.
my friend Andrew known me for too long, so those were the little things he did.
Anything else before I cut you loose?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, goodbye.
Chattels out.